The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go. Let's hear what they say. Power go. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Woo-hoo. I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Christmas. Welcome, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
If you like the movie Love Actually, turn it off. Turn this off.
Damn. Okay. All right. Here we go. Guys.
I love it. But
on the, yeah. I think this is what, day six or five? Yeah. On the sixth day of Christmas, your true loves gave to you a rewatch of Love Actually, which for me is in my top 10 all time favorite movies. I watch it every year.
It's a great movie. It is.
Every year. Justine has a lot of issues with it. So here we are.
It's so depressing.
All right. What do you find depressing, first of all?
Oh, my God. The opening scene, the music that they try. They are, this is us-ing you the entire time trying to get you sobbing.
I love the music.
Oh, it just makes you that pit in your heart that my parents are going to be dead. I'm going to be dead. My kids are older. Life is flashing by before my eyes. Ah, the music is just so heavy in your heart. It's beautiful. The airport scenes. I can't handle airport
my
scenes.
My God, it I makes love you, the airport scene.
I love it, but it makes you want to sob, you know? It makes you feel like it's just, it's mental. It's exhausting. The little boy at the end, it's just too sweet. This is us. It makes you feel like. I enjoy it. I'm not saying I hate it, but
it's interesting how your brain feels
so heavy.
It's like you choose to focus.
I don't want to feel.
Yeah, but you focus on like the dark aspect.
Yes,
of joy,
I do. And
like the end of joy rather than focusing on joy.
Living it. Yeah. And that is depression, right? If you live in the past, it's anxiety. If you live in the future, it's depression. Is that, or it might have the opposite.
I don't think it's depression. I think you're just,
maybe
you
I'm just anxiety
lens.
Ridden. I don't know what I it is. Did my parents like say before I went to sleep at night, you're going to die and everyone's going to die and everybody dies. I mean, that's what it feels like. I was programmed or something. I don't understand. I probably am going to have either Alzheimer's or depression. The sun goes down and I feel like I really relate to that psychopathic girl who calls her mom on Smothered and has to make sure they're not dead. It's crazy. It's horrible.
Yeah,
it's a horrible way to live.
It's not a good way to live.
And
at
it's
all.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. See, it's like, it's so funny. It is
heavy.
Yeah. Just like your mind does go to, you take us, you.
It's just a lot. Like it's just
whatever.
Like when you see those people embracing, it makes you think of that time at the airport with your grandparents. And then it's like, fuck this world. They're like, when 9/11, we all came together. Well, we're not coming together now. And everybody's dying triple gazillion, bazillion, bazillion people times 9/11. And then this will all be shutting down. And then the school shootings will start right back up. And nobody gives a fuck about anyone. Fuck you. Nobody's even coming to the airport. You're not even allowed to come to the airport anymore.
Nobody even picks
you can't even
up.
Circle the airport. You got to park in a fucking cell phone lot because we're all zombies and we need a cell phone lot. They can't just be a lot. It's a cell phone lot. Fuck off.
Okay. Well, Justine was on
humanity
that rant.
Is fucked.
The cat who's behind her when she started screaming looked at her like, what the fuck? Even Justine's cat is judging her.
Poor Betty.
Agreed. All right, let's go. Let's bring it back.
Oh my God. I mean, it's just stupid.
First, Hugh Grant. All right, the Hugh Grant and the assistant storyline. She's not fat. I've always found this annoying.
She's so cute.
They're like when the family comes up, they're like, chubby. Oh,
they make her seem like she's the girl from Susan Boyle.
They ask like she's this is us chick.
Yeah. Right. I know.
Sorry to one of our patrons. I can't remember who it was, but
who is gorgeous.
We're harsh on Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant, if you watch this movie and you watch The Undoing, you will think it's 75 years in the future.
Oh, God. Yeah. Cool. And he's so cute.
Of the wrinkles in his face.
Yes. Movie. Yes. I can see how it happened now.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I never did before.
Right.
And I start the movie by hating him. And then slowly, every single movie I watch, I want to stab Hugh Grant inherently, but every movie I watch, by the end, I'm dancing. I'm dancing with him in the thing. Right. I'm like, oh, yeah, baby, I love you. Yep. And every movie, he really does win you over.
What's your favorite story within Love, Actually?
Oh, my favorite is probably his, because it's the most,
pure.
It's the less depressing, or the bar people, because that's the most, I find it funny. Those girls are gorgeous. Finally, when they say hot chicks in America, that is what you picture.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
hot chicks. That's what I want to see on Bravo TV. They need to do like hot chick sorority life or something, you know?
My favorite is by far the Portuguese. What's his face?
Oh, my God. Can I line them up and shoot them? Can I put a bag over their head? Tie them up, put them in a trunk, and throw them off the river.
Happy holidays, everyone. Why?
I would fast forward to them because it's like silence the entire time. It's like watching Survivor.
No, it's so
it's like watching the worst story on 90 Day Fiancé. It's like watching David and Lana.
Oh, no, I love
it's cute when she jumps into the thing. I guess.
I love how their dialogue, like he's saying one thing and she's saying the exact opposite the whole time. I think it's so cute. Like even
it's cute
even when
it's
he goes
cute.
To propose.
Yeah.
And you know, they're like saying two different things to each other. Yeah. I just think it's precious. And it
I've
seems like
never
you know,
focused in on that's oh my so God. Sweet, Geneva.
I love
them. It. That's
I think it's
so
the cutest.
Sweet. You crack me up.
They drive you
Hold
nuts.
On. They don't drive me nuts, but why are they needed?
Well, I mean, because it's one of the stories, and just I think he's related to.
I love
you know,
when they get their
Emma Thompson. They know each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, I guess
they're supposed to be.
They're
all linked.
They're too boring. I love seeing two boring people have set like get sexual. And she's very pretty, and she looks. Tyler would love her. Like she looks like a dork, and then she gets naked, and she's
her body's
fox.
Like fire, right? Yeah. You, I always think that when she strips down and like hops into the water, you're like, damn, she's like a little. Fox.
You don't expect it,
right?
Colin Firth.
Yes,
I just
name. Thank you.
I could take or leave him.
Oh, I could leave him all day, but I still. I just
maybe
think
that's
sweet.
What my problem
He's
is.
He's like
maybe
a lovable
if he was somebody
oaf
different.
To me. Right. Okay. Yeah.
The translation thing bugs me. Even in 90 Day Fiance, I have no patience for it. I don't know what's wrong with me with that.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. I don't mind it. I mean, because there's not like so.
That's
much
so funny. I love you. You're hilarious.
It's like a one-off.
Okay, I can see all the depressing parts of all the others. So I don't want to depress everybody. But Liam Neeson.
Yes.
Fucking hot, smoking hot piece of ass in this movie.
Yes.
Who's hotter, Hugh Grant or him? You want to be married to Liam.
Yeah, I think Liam.
He's a man.
Yeah.
He's a man, baby. Hold on. Now, his wife in real life, what's her name? She passed away when she hit her head.
Natasha Jean-Vier
Richardson.
Yes.
She looks just like Emma Thompson. They look so similar. I mean, what's her face was prettier, but Emma Thompson, they look so similar. So then that gets me thinking she's dead. His mom's dead. Then, everybody, I'm dead. My kids better not be helping their dad even flirt. Oh, it's Claudia Schiffer he's got to be hooking up with at the end. I'm dead and he's fucking eating her cooch. And then everybody's like, now they're just two boys on the street and I'm dead. No. Well, I love the little girl at the end. She sings that song better than Mariah Carey.
No,
she's the most gorgeous little girl on the planet.
Liam Neeson. She had cancer, so the idea was like she was sick for a long time.
Yeah, still.
So
I don't
know. Still, you're okay. So same.
They better not be buddy. Years. No, Merry Happy Whatever was okay. The guy couldn't even get it up for. He could barely make out with what's her face from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because the picture was still on the mantle. Like, I need some, like, it's okay that you want to move on. That's mm-hmm. human. But like, my kids don't need to be 8 years old and they're like, hey, saw that, dad. Like, their first reaction better be like,
where's mommy?
Die alone, you fucking selfish prick. And then they go home at night and they think dad deserves to be happy.
Well, guys, happy holidays. This is really warm.
I told you thoughts. I got a lot of issues with this movie and I See? And yeah.
Oh my
Keep
god.
Keep going. Yeah, it's crazy.
The Emma Thompson and the guy, I don't or the guy from he's so from depressing. Harry Potter. I do think though she's just so good in that scene where she goes and into Fantastic. The bathroom, I mean, not the bathroom, in the bedroom, she's listening to Joni Mitchell and she's like, I think it's so representative of like the way women have to deal with shit and then quickly pivot to like schlepping the kids and doing this and doing that. And she's
that's so good mother.
Right. And she just,
I'm the opposite. Christmas would be ruined. Families ruined. Dad ripped the family apart. You better remember this Christmas, kids, when dad fucked his secretary. We're going to get Chinese food. I would never go cry in my fucking bedroom. No. I couldn't hold it in. There's no way. I wouldn't hold it in after I saw the necklace. That would be like, oh, you got me that necklace. It's ugly.
You know, in my head.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Be doing Love Actually. I envision like a nice conversation about the warmth and love over the holidays.
Oh my god.
I
no
be further from the truth.
I think Home Alone is at least the mom loved her son and would do anything to get back to him.
Oh,
and
you know,
and it's logical you could forget him.
You know who I
fucking
will
Kevin shut the fuck up and just get in the car, you little asshole. He deserved everything he got.
I will rant about the guy who's obsessed with Keira Knightley.
Oh,
that
yeah.
storyline has always driven me up the wall.
That's
because
ridiculous.
When she goes over to watch the video and she's like realizing it's him, and then she's like, it's me. It's all me. Oh, and it's like, shut the fuck up. A right there, she should have been, listen, this shit's inappropriate.
Yeah.
I'm fucking married to your friend.
I won't
never talk
to
me
to
again.
Him. Or, you know,
come, right. Yeah. And then when he comes to the door with the Christmas Carol shit, she's entertaining.
Who's caroling?
She's entertaining him with a 20 poster slideshow. Like,
what kind of man doesn't come to the door? A pussy ass bitch. Tyler come to the door, be like, what the fuck's going on? Who's talking to my woman? And then she goes and kisses him.
Yeah.
It's such
weird.
A Keira Knightley move. I love her in the blonde hair. She's
looks
cute as a
really
button.
Pretty
but...
there.
Yeah,
sometimes she doesn't, and there
sometimes
I feel
she's
like,
beat, but yeah,
yeah,
prettiest she's ever looked.
Yes, I would agree.
I mean, she's probably gorgeous. I'm sitting here saying she's beat, but Rick looks like he's 10.
God, you know, that just came to when you said that on our live. That was the first time I realized that was Rick. From
it's Walking unbelievable, Dead. Right?
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, and for those of you who watch Game of Thrones, the little kid, the drummer, turns into a big character on Game of Thrones. He becomes like the crow that can see everything. So he's in Game of Thrones too. Yeah. Also love, I actually do really like the rocker, the gay story.
Oh,
line.
I love that. That was fun. Oh, yeah. He's gay or he was just missed his friend.
Oh no. They're gay.
Oh, he is? Why is he saying that he wanted to go be with a bunch of women? He said, I couldn't figure they didn't kiss.
Oh,
did they kiss?
Like, I realized that
I took
like,
it as like a
you.
Best friend.
Oh, I've always assumed that he was gay.
I couldn't tell. Is the other guy gay?
I think so.
The heavyset guy is gay.
Yeah.
I thought he meant like we're worker friends. I saw it as Howard Stern and Baba Booey, and we've worked together our whole life. And I want to spend the holidays with you, my family. But then this was the first time I was like, are they going to make out? Have I been misjudging this? So
I think
no
you
clue.
Have. Yes, I think they're gay.
And then he was just saying he wanted to fuck chicks all along, but he didn't.
Well, I think he was kidding. Like, I realized, like, there were all these women there that I could have been with, but I wanted to be with you.
Oh, I thought he just meant that, like, I just love you as a friend. I'm so stupid.
I could be wrong. But
No. You are right, because I had crossed my mind.
Yeah.
But then why not have them kiss? They didn't even touch or hug. Let's solidify this.
True. They did hug, right? They kind of hugged.
Did they? Okay. In a warm embrace.
Justine wants a blowjob on Love Actually.
I need to know for sure who's swallowing who. Mm. Who loves each other more?
Yeah, I love that storyline. Also love the kid running through the airport like that shit would ever happen. This movie was made post 9/11, so it's even more
little Harry and Meghan Markle. So cute.
Right? They are adorable.
Gorgeous. The cutest little kids.
Oh,
yeah.
The kid. No, but
and that show again made it with the kids. Yeah. If you had another asshole kid.
Right, you're right.
Wouldn't have been as good.
I mean, the scene with her performing, her voice, you're right. Like, she's better than Mariah Carey. And then ending with a kiss with Hugh Grant and her is adorable. Like, I love that part.
I love Hugh parts. Grant's such a good actor, but imagine if that's the president of the United States, essentially.
Right.
He's just making out with some girl and
random.
And he's just showing up at your house. Everybody's like, hey, it's no big deal. Like, he's the pizza guy who missed a number.
Oh, I love when the it's like a very small movie when he's going door to door and the guy behind him starts singing and he has like the best voice ever. Like his driver. I love
it's
that.
It's sweet. Yeah. They're a very Billy Bob Thornton. What a freak.
That's a perfect role for him.
Yeah. I said, it's like our real world we're living in.
Are you a Mr. Bean fan?
No, I don't care.
You never watched Mr. Bean?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I watched a lot of Mr. Bean.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why.
I'd slit his throat if I had the chance.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. So is Hugh Grant supposed to be Bill Clinton? Are they trying to go with that and what's her face? Because she looks like what's her face, you know?
Yeah, I always thought they were trying to do something there. Monica Lewinsky.
So stupid.
But less creepy because he's single and, you know.
Can you replace her, please? And you just drop an F-bombs to the prime minister. It's hilarious.
Right? I do like that story. It's very unbelievable, but it's cute.
And at the beginning, I'm just so bitter with the world. It's like, love is everywhere. And I thought to myself, yeah, love's everywhere except where people ask you to wear a fucking mask. Nobody loves anyone. They want you to die. Nobody cares. Everybody thinks everybody's lying. We're living in such a wacky world these days. It's scary.
It is very different than that movie. That's for sure. I'm hopeful.
When that movie came out,
2003,
the world was looking better.
Obama's
we had
about
united.
To be elected.
Look how much hope we all had.
Right.
You watch that movie. If that was came out brand new, it's like people would be rioting in the streets.
Oh, people still need a warm, fuzzy story.
It's just depressing. Let me see. Let's think of what a actual happy movie is that no one, a good, happy Christmas movie that nobody's dead. You know what I like? What's his face? The Christmas with the Cranks or the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. That's
National
so
Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yes, I
classic.
Love that. Yes, yes.
Love Christmas.
Four
Vacation.
Christmases. I yeah. love that one.
Yeah.
Those are all happy. They don't make me sad. This one, they are trying to make you feel something, I think.
Yeah. Hope and love. And I was just thinking
that your husband's going to cheat on you and screw
you. Well, to me, I think it's representative of like life, that it's not always happy bullshit, but
life, you have to
everybody
deny yourself
has
that.
Some kind of ending, you know, some kind of story.
God.
So I think it's just, you know,
I think you've had a nice, happy life. Your parents really raised you right.
I mean, I don't know. I just,
life
think,
is so depressing. This is
you
like
gotta,
watching
you
depression.
Focus more on the positives. I
know. I love that's how American girls are. If they have an accent, doesn't matter what you look
they don't
like.
Care. They're sucking your
you're
dick.
You're hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. I love it.
His friend should have gone.
I love when he's like, I'm going to the great area of Wisconsin. It's like, okay, nobody goes to Wisconsin.
Don't you think there should be reality? That's where I think girls like that look, though, or there is a snowy bar where they're all American,
right
in the middle, like my brother's wife.
I was going to say where your brother is.
Yeah.
Right.
Seems exactly. like her and all her friends were Peter. They just have big, huge milk tits.
Oh, God. What else?
My brother's wife. Yeah, she's got boobs like the nanny on Sex in the City. Oh. That stupid movie. No one would ever hire. If you hire a hot nanny, I'm sorry, you're stupid.
Did everyone just hear that can pop?
Yeah, no, it's wine time. It's 3:15. I was drinking coffee, but now I have a wine glass I need to use.
Yeah, baby. All right, I think that's about it. What else?
Well, everyone.
We are a split decision on Love Actually, that's for sure.
No, no, I love it. But I just see a lot. You know, I just have to rip it apart here.
I love it.
All right, guys. Kelly Clarkson. It'll make your hair a symphony. That song will just make you cry.
Which song?
The Trouble with Love. Is,
oh.
Voice. But, oh, God, it just, that music. Ooh.
Love the music.
Really hits you.
All right, guys. Tomorrow's Christmas treat is eating during COVID. Coming your way tomorrow. We love you guys. We'll be back.